Why should kids have all the fun? The Sitka Sound Science Center is offering a summer family camp. Sitka Through a Microscope invites children and their important adults to discover together the world of the very small. Microscopic, in fact. The camp will be Monday, June 27th through Thursday, June 30th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sign up at the Science Center or online. All ages welcome.
Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our morning interview. I have a couple of very special guests in the studio today. Good morning, Doris Stevenson.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Jeffrey Solo.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Yeah. These fine folks are longtime visitors to Sitka, more than visitors, I suppose. Institutions
honorary
in a way.
Sitkans.
Honorary Sitkans. You know, if I had a scepter, I would definitely grant you honorary citizenship. They're here with the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and they're here to talk about performances, some activities coming up here in the next week or so. So, Doris, I'll ask you first, what do you have planned? Let's talk about the immediate future. What's coming up here in the near future for the music festival?
This morning at 10 o'clock, we're playing for the cruise ship. And I guess your Sitkans don't need to know about that. And tonight, Jeffrey and I are giving a program at the Dock Shack at 6:30.
Okay. Now, the Dock Shack.
We're going to play, yes.
Dock Shack is a new venue for you, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, neither of us have seen it yet.
Okay. You haven't seen it, so are you planning on checking it out before
right
you go?
After we finish.
Right after. You might have to have a cup of coffee when you're there and look out the window. Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And we're going to play all our old favorites on this program tonight.
So give me an example of an old favorite.
Jeffrey has a book of Russian melodies. And some of them we learned when we were students, I think. And
Tchaikovsky.
So every time we play, it's like coming back to Sitka is for me. It makes me feel very nostalgic.
Nostalgic.
And at home.
Now, you've been coming here since 1971, is that correct?
Yes, I was one of the original people in the first. Yes.
Doris is a charter member.
A charter member of the music festival. That's fantastic. And you keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What brings you back?
I don't know. We love Sitka, and we love making music together, and we love the people of Sitka.
Doris just touched on the three things: the place, the people, and the musicians. Well, the musicians and music is one unit. And I'm a charter member plus one, because Doris came in 1971, as we were just discussing, pre-bridge.
Yes,
and
the pre-bridge.
And I came in 1972.
So there was no bridge at the time, and you did get a chance to ride the shore boat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, me, I haven't been here quite that long, and I had to say, why did you go over there for that? And, well,
it was the opposite direction.
It was the opposite direction. There's no way to get to town without taking the bridge or without taking the boat. That's wonderful. So, Jeffrey, how did you get recruited to be a charter member plus one?
Well, we were either studying or, in my case, growing up in Los Angeles and friends with Paul Rosenthal, who was studying with Yasha Heifetz, and I was studying with Gregor Piatigorsky. Doris was the class pianist for the Piatigorsky class, and Paul asked his friends to come up, and since I numbered in that bunch, I ended up here in 1972, and for the first 40 years, I was here for 38 out of those 40 years.
Gosh.
Plus, both of us would do winter and autumn tours. There was a concert series regularly at Alaska Pacific University in Anchorage, I did a couple of Arctic Chamber Orchestra tours, and we did other tours around the state. So we ended up, I think, visiting more parts of Alaska than many Alaskans.
So certainly the festival has expanded a lot since you first started coming. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was only Sitka. Is that correct?
Well, the Arts Council was very active in Alaska. Mm-hmm. So they pretty early on started sending us around the state. And, well, of course, first, I guess we would go to Hoona and Cake and villages close by. Mm-hmm. And maybe Petersburg and Wrangell.
Do you have any favorite stories from any of those excursions Any travel stories? Or I mean, you've been here long enough, right? If you're not
Well, of course, there's one of the real famous ones that I wasn't there. Was when Linda Rosenthal was doing a tour, and she arrived. I'm trying to remember where that was, where they had to bring in an upright piano. And when they when she landed by float plane, the piano was standing on the dock, dripping, because it had dropped into the sound.
Oh my gosh.
And she then, from that experience, started touring with a guitarist.
That's very practical. You learn from those experiences, right? Oh, my gosh. Wow. Any Doris, anything that comes to mind for you that you can repeat on the air? Oh, my gosh. That's so fun.
Actually, one of the ones that I remember was playing in Selawik. It was right before... the basketball game.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
Did you play
I think against Norvik? Yes,
well?
we played actually we played the Selawik fight song.
Oh.
And the whole audience stood up, so we got a standing ovation before the concert. And that was the concert actually where Doris played the Chopin Winter Wind Etude. And
so I thought, people will be able to relate to that. And they said, oh, she'd make a good berry picker. Fast fingers.
Wow. Wow, that's so much fun. So things have changed a lot, certainly, since you've been here. It's been coming here. One of the things we talked about just as we got together earlier before the interview was to talk about the venues where you've played. So, of course, the first performance was that at the Centennial Building?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons we started the festival here.
Because of the venue itself.
Yes, because, you know, the back of the stage being glass and the beautiful view and
atmospheric place
to have a concert.
I have to say I have done some, turned some pages at times for the festival, mm-hmm. and I remember, and I don't remember his name, but the pianist, I think he was German or Austrian, and he spent the entire concert looking out the window. not at the audience at all. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun. So not in the Centennial Building this year because it's being remodeled.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to take a look at that building yet?
No, I'd love to be able to get a tour of it. It looks
very promising. If anybody's listening, it sounds like we'd like some... Maybe some special permission.
See, that can be one of the perks of doing the radio show, because I know about 10 years ago I mentioned that I was a scuba diver and I'd always wanted to dive in Alaska. And as soon as we were off the air, the phone rang and it was Tora Christensen saying, oh, I'm taking some troopers out for a checkout dive tomorrow. You want to come?
Wow. And you went.
And I went.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else you could ask for while you're here. We'll see if we can make that happen. So let's go back to talk about some more performances that are coming up. So you're playing tomorrow at noon. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. And then if anybody wants to go to the movie, they show a movie that's music-related.
At the library.
Okay, so the library tomorrow at 7:30. And at noon, you'll be in Otis Theater.
Otis Theater.
So you have a little bit of a history in Allen Auditorium as well. So there's something I've just learned from you is that you're
when we first back in 1971
it's kind of fun
our
to
very
say,
first rehearsal was in Allen Auditorium and we had concerts in there. It was still a working auditorium and we for several years we did things in there,
you know,
and
I've,
then I guess it fell into disrepair and they couldn't use it.
Yeah, it's just interesting. I don't remember hearing stories about music performances there, but certainly theater.
Mm-hmm.
I know
mm-hmm.
people in town that have that have performed there or gone to performances there, and it's certainly been resurrected.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. I haven't had the chance to go in yet, which I plan to do.
Oh, yes, you have to. It's
you will be
impressed.
The renovation
is beautiful.
Now, Jeffrey, you've been in the Performing Arts Center where you'll be performing later on this week.
Yeah, I played there when I was... on a post-season tour. It was a winter tour, actually, in 2011.
Mm-hmm. And Doris, you've not been in the Performing Arts Center yet.
Or no, right when they finished it, I went in and took a tour of it, mm-hmm. Right before school started in September, but I haven't played there yet.
I used to give tours of the building, and pretty quickly I learned that I should just stop talking when people walk into the hall, because nobody heard anything I said anyway, because it's
they just
pretty
went
impressive.
Kind of wow. Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're pretty proud of that facility, and, yeah. And I think it will look like it did when you first, Doris, when you first saw it.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, looking forward
to
that.
I've always wondered how it would be to perform in there, so I'm glad we get to.
Yeah,
and
good.
It's the concerts are at 7:30 on Friday night and on Saturday night.
Okay. Friday night and Saturday night. And then the final thing that you'll be doing is the cruise. That's on the 19th. Mm-hmm. Then that's coming up as well. And you're both performing on the boat, on the Allen Marine boat. Is that correct?
No, I always go as a guest on those cruises, mm-hmm. because there's no piano. It's too much trouble to take a piano or an electric piano on the cruise.
You should bring
a
guitar player.
Since they have all these string players that are perfectly self-sufficient without a piano.
Yeah, so I'll have to find out whether the previous cruise rule is still in effect, that we break for bears.
I don't think that has changed. I don't
Good.
Think that has changed. So, and I hope you get to see them. So our time is already up. We've been listening to and talking with Jeffrey Solo and Dora Stevenson. They're both here with the Sitka Summer Music Festival. They'll be performing all week and revisiting old memories from, I guess, the last 40-plus years that they've been involved with the festival. Thank you both so much for coming in. You can get more information on the festival by calling the office at 747-6774, or you can visit the website at alaskaclassics.org. Thanks again, Jeffrey and Doris. Looking forward to having you here this week, and I hope I can catch some of the performances that you're making. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, I'm Mayor Mim McConnell. If you can count to 20 during an earthquake, or it knocks you to the ground, you should head for high ground immediately. There is no time to take your boat out to sea. Head inland as high as you can get. The cross trail can help you get to the high school for shelter. Have your family emergency plan ready. Have an emergency kit ready. The best way to help others is to prepare yourself. This message brought to you by Sitka's Local Emergency Planning Committee.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 15th of June, 2016. It was on this day in 1215, the barons of England forced onto King John the Magna Carta, the Great Charter. They felt the crown had gone too far in its taxation of them, and they made him put his seal to it on this day, saying that the king should be subject to the same laws as everyone else, and saying that no free man should be seized or imprisoned or stripped of his rights or possessions or deprived of his standing in any other way except by the lawful judgment of his equals or by the law of the land. This is the day on which, in 1752, Benjamin Franklin is believed to have performed his famous experiment, tying his kite to a silk string with an iron key on the end of the string, and from the key he ran a wire into a Leyden jar which could store an electrical charge, and thereby he proved that lightning is electricity. He was lucky to survive this experiment. Several people tried it after him, and they were electrocuted. It's the birthday of Saul Steinberg, born near Bucharest, Romania, 1914, studied architecture in Milan when the fascist government took over in Italy. He got a visa to come to the U.S., and he began his career drawing for the New Yorker magazine, which he did for 50 years, covers and cartoons and many illustrations. During World War II, Steinberg taught Chinese guerrillas how to blow up bridges, and he drew anti-Nazi cartoons that were dropped behind enemy lines. Best known for his cover in 1976 called A View of the World from Ninth Avenue, which embodied a view of Manhattan as the center of the world. It's the birthday of Edvard Grieg, born in Bergen, Norway, 1843, who led a busy life as a composer and conductor and piano soloist, traveling around Europe and performing his famous piano concerto in A minor. And it's the birthday of the science writer Davis Sobel, born in New York City, 1947. Her mother was a chemist. Her father was a doctor. She wrote about science for the New York Times and then had a big book in 1996 called Longitude. Her latest book called More Perfect Heaven, How Copernicus Revolutionized the Cosmos. Here's a poem for today by Michelle Y. Burke, entitled A Life. Each afternoon he took his pipe and led his goats beyond the pasture to a neighbor's field behind his farm, not exactly his, but not exactly not. As the goats clipped the tall grasses, he sat in the chair he never failed to bring. Sometimes he read, most often not. The vetch climbed the goldenrod, the dandelions turned from gold to globe, and every day he went, thinking to himself how good it was to be almost, but not entirely, alone. A poem by Michelle Y. Burke, A Life, from her collection Animal Purpose, published by Ohio University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, inactivity, and being overweight are all risk factors that put women at risk for serious health issues like heart disease and certain types of cancer. A combination of managing those conditions and yearly women's health exams are key ways to prevent those diseases or discover them early when they're easier to treat. Search encourages women to invest in their health and visit with their provider every year. Start a tradition of prevention. Please call to schedule an appointment with your Search provider today.
Good morning. The time is 8:34 a.m., currently 52 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Sitka. Let's take a look at the zone weather for our region. Starting with Sitka and Port Alexander today, partly cloudy skies early in the morning, then becoming sunny. Highs around 67 degrees and light winds becoming west 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Tenneke Springs and Hoonah today, partly cloudy early in the morning, then becoming sunny with highs around 75 degrees. Light winds becoming west 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Pelican and Elfin Cove today, partly cloudy skies early in the morning and becoming sunny with highs around 69. Light winds becoming west 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. For Angoon today, partly cloudy skies early in the morning, then becoming sunny, highs around 68 with light winds. In Cake today, partly cloudy skies, highs around 67 with light winds. And finally for Yakutat, mostly clear with highs around 69. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, shifting to the west in the afternoon. In case you didn't hear the newscasts from this morning, We heard a wrap-up of last night's assembly meeting, which included votes on next year's budget, the sale of bulk water, and a proposal to subsidize the utility bills of low-income Sitkins. And the Southeast Conference has taken its first steps aimed at revamping the Alaska Marine Highway System. And a group of Sitkins held an impromptu gathering on Monday to honor the 49 victims of Saturday's shooting in Orlando. You can visit our website at kcaw.org and listen to those stories anytime that you'd like. And also check out the community calendar, the tides all sorts of good stuff on our website. Again, kcaw.org. As always, lots of things happening in Sitka. Three things at Sitka National Historical Park this morning. First, at 9 a.m., a free ranger-led walk to the battle site. And then at 10 a.m., a ranger-led totem pole walk. And at 11:30, a free talk on sea otters. Those are all at the Sitka National Historical Park today. And then there's a free talk, a history tour, a Russian-American history tour. That's at 11 o'clock today at the Russian Bishop's House. It's 20 minutes before 9 a.m., rather 23 minutes before 9 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. The Westerdam will be at Old Sitka Dock from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. today, carrying 1,916 passengers. And looking ahead to tomorrow, the Amsterdam will be at Old Sitka Dock from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Amsterdam carries 1,380 passengers. The next high tide will be at 10:41 this morning. That's 6.5 feet. We'll have a low tide at 4:08 p.m. of 2.9 feet, and then a high tide at 10:29 this evening of 8.9 feet. The sun rose at 4:07 this morning. It will set at 9:59. That's a total of 17 hours and 53 minutes of daylight with a gain of 47 seconds over yesterday. Registration is open for Only Fools Run at Midnight. It's a healthy, creative way to celebrate our summer solstice season. 5K or 1 mile fun run or walk. For more information, you can call, rather, you can visit our website. That's kcaw.org. We've been listening to music from John Tesh pretty much all morning. Also heard a little bit from the jazz of Lee Konitz. It's amazing what you can find on Spotify these days. Lots of great stuff out there. Hope you're having a great morning. In the forecast for today for Sitka, partly cloudy skies early in the morning and then becoming sunny with highs around 67. Again, 52 degrees under partly cloudy skies in Sitka. You're listening to Raven Radio.
Programming on KCAW is provided by First Bank, a local funding source for boat loans, home loans, and remodel projects with a home equity loan or line of credit. First Bank, the one who's here. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Join us for Visit Sitka's Open House, Tuesday, June 21st, from 1:30 to 4:30, located at 104 Lake Street. Come out and see our community's new Visitor Information Center and meet the Visit Sitka team. Go to sitkachamber.com for more information.